Okay. Vihinei Yitzhak Chazal. Now it says in Chazal, Mitzvah Yuma, it says Dalet Chilukei Kapara. There are four differences in atonement. Avraham Mitzvah say, Biyasa Tshuva, if somebody transgresses a mitzvah sasei, a positive mitzvah, and he does tshuva, he does not move from there until he is forgiven. Meaning all he has to do is a tshuva and it's taken care of. Rami, you want a sefer? If somebody transgresses a loisase, a prohibitive mitzvah, and he does tshuva, so that itself is not sufficient. Tshuva toila, yemakipurim mechaper. The tshuva is put on hold until Yom Kippur, and the Yom Kippur together with the tshuva accomplishes the atonement. If someone transgresses a type of mitzvah which the punishment for it is kores or mises bezdin, I mean it's a capital avera.
So now we know this will be bittel Torah fall for this.
Shuvah v'yemek yipurim toilin. Tshuva, so then tshuva and Yom Kippur would be put on hold. The Yisurim and Markin, and the person still needs to go through affliction in order to achieve their atonement. That's number three. Number four is Alamishi Yesh B'yodachil Hashem, someone who has desecrated Hashem's name. So then tshuva Yom Kippurim Yisurim and Toilin. So then tshuva Yom Kippur and Yisurim will be put on hold. Umisa Mechaperes, and only when the person dies will he have full atonement.
So when it says affliction here, it means affliction during life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken Matzino Oit Chatoim. And we find other averis that tshuva does not work for them. Such as denial of Hashem's existence, or whatever you want to call it. Uminas Rahman Atlana or apikorsis. The East of Sforum Agdashim, which is written in this forum, Shalema Ida Bahem Tshuva, the Sforum say that Tshuva does not work for those. We'll see in a moment what that means. Mehim Bakal Kolba Eho Lo Yeshuvim, it says whoever goes there doesn't return. Le Yasigor Cheschaim, they will never reach the ways of life. And also the Zohar Kaddish says, "Shall pigmei briskaydish lemayila tshuva," that compromising one's the sanctity of one's brismila by wasting seed, tshuva does not work for that either. Okay, so now you'll explain all this. And the way we understand the way that this is understood is al derech mashal, by parable. La'echad shehimrid es b'nei ha'medina neged ha'melech. Someone who caused a rebellion to rise against the king. Ma yoylem yifaisas ha'melech. How would it help if he would appease the king? Shebzayin v'sakin chet reklal. But that he is not correcting his sin at all. Meaning the king has a whole rebellion to deal with now. Kachim in Yana Chil Hashem, same applies to Chil Hashem. When somebody causes a Chil Hashem, so Hashem's name is desecrated now in the world. So you're asking Hashem to you're trying to appease Hashem, right? You're not correcting your chet at all. Same applies to kfira, where a person denies Hashem, or somebody compromises the bris kodesh, where there he's giving over koyach to the klippas. When somebody wastes seed, they give over koyach to the klippas. We talked about that. It's like someone who's giving over the weapons of the king and the secrets to the enemies of the king. So how would it help just to appease the king? Okay. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachman V'Meruvim, Hashem with His great compassion, and Hashem does not want any Jew to be pushed away from Him forever. Shari Tshuva Leninalu, the gates of Tshuva are not locked. As it says in the Pasuk, Emor Aleihem, say to them, Chai Ani Neum Hashem Lekim. Hashem swears by Himself, do I desire the death of the wicked? Rather, what I want is the Russia to return from his ways and to live. Shuvu shuvu medarchechem arayim, return from your bad ways. V'lama samusa beis Yisrael, why shall you die, beis Yisrael? Meaning, we're talking about a case over here that where the person is, the person's punishment is death. And Hashem says, instead of dying, just do tshuva. Even a person whose sentence is to death, and Yom Kippur and Yisur and affliction are put on hold, nevertheless, he still has what is open before him are still the gates of tshuva iloh, of the upper tshuva, as he explained above. Tshuva iloh accomplishes shayikrin sachetu mefreya. It uproots the sin retroactively, as if he has never sinned. As the Sfora Magdashim brings, that the higher level of tshuva works even for the above mentioned averis, which usually tshuva does not work. And the definition of tshuva iloh, the upper tshuva, is al derech shebiarnu inyan tshuva me'ahava, is the way we explain tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. She'ahava zakadosh baruch hu niksheres b'libay, which is the way the Rambam explains tshuva me'ahava. It means the love of Hashem is tied to his heart, to the point that the person is always thinking about Hashem, and the person would desert everything else in the world besides Hashem. Then, by doing this, everything returns to its root and its source. It's as if the person has never sinned. Okay, I don't remember how he tied those two things together. Just because it's tshuva me'ahava, that's why everything goes back to its root, as if it never happened. And the same applies to tshuva, to a public tshuva. when a whole community does tshuva together. She tshuvas banim, which is the tshuva of children. She gamkin becomes tshuva me'ahava, which is also tshuva out of love. He explained this last week.
So when we daven together as a kehila, right. Yom Kippur, that's...
Right, that's that Shuvah's, yeah. Shuvah's a tzibur. All right, as he explained that how it because he says through love, true me'ahavi causes a kiddush Hashem. Right. He explained before the reason why true me'ahavi uprooted the chait retroactively is because the greater Rashi was and nevertheless is willing to desert all of that for the love of Hashem, thereby he shows that everything else is any other love in the world is worthless in comparison to the love of Hashem. So the more garbage he was into, the greater the Kiddush Hashem is. So that's what Shuvah have, and then the way he explained Shuvah's Tzibur is he explained that we're only considered children to Hashem as a Tzibur. There's no one son of God, right? That's what we spoke about last time. We're all children of Hashem. So the when we do Shuvah B'Tzibur, then we are Hashem's children returning to Him. And that definitely a father does forgive as if it never happened, which a king does not do that. A king might forgive, but the sin remains the same. That type of tshuva always works. What is written in the Chavis Lavavis is observed by this person. That if the person that does tshuva accepts upon himself the guidelines of tshuva with all of its conditions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'alim Ayin M'mashe Nivtzer Mimeno, then Hashem K'vayochol ignores that the person is not able to do. And Hashem will correct for him whatever he was not able to correct on his own.
What are we meaning here by not able to? I have this Yetzirah, and I just can't overcome it. Is that what we're talking about? Or, you know, I killed this person and it's impossible for me to bring him back. Or is that what we're talking about this kind of physical impossibility?
Right, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
He gives us a couple of examples.
We're not talking about just this Yitzhahara is just too big for me. I can't
No, but that also, by the way, yeah. If the person is real serious about his tshuva and it's just impossible for him and he does everything in his ability, they'll have siyata d'shamayim with that as well. So the way the Chavis HaLevavos, what the Chavis HaLevavos is talking about, Not sure what this means. Yeah, Mishara Arayas. Shahilid Bain Mibia Asura. If out of the forbidden relations that he had, he gave birth to a child. Yafsik Hashem Yisborach HaSimen. I don't know what that means. Dirush Shabbos brings this a different way. We could look up and try in the Chavis HaLevavos itself. But, in other words, Hashem will take care of it. Ve'im Alshak Es Chaveroi Ve'gufoi Ve'chvoidoi. And if somebody stole from another person, or he offended a person physically or offended a person's honor. Yachnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tried to appease the person, it didn't work. Yachnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'libay Ahava V'rotzayn, the person will, Hashem will put into the person he offended, Hashem will put into his heart Ahava V'rotzayn, love and will to the offender. To the point that he will forgive this sin that he sinned against him. See, in the Chavis HaLevavos he writes, "Who can super alechem balei tshuva shel rabba kodesh barna godlos kisugan aleinu," and it is as is told about one of the Balei Tshuva that the Rav Aharon HaGadol of Karlin brought back. Shazakha the Tshuva Ilah. This Balei Tshuva merited Tshuva Ilah. Yorah deram in Hashemayim. And a bolt of lightning came out from heaven. Vesorof es mamzerim sheyatzu mimenu. And burnt the mamzerim that came out of him.
But what did they do?
Yeah, what did they do?
They had their tikkun.
Okay.
What?
I can't imagine this actually happened.
Why not?
How many mamzerim did he have? The possibility of one person being struck by lightning is already...
I don't know. Uvizeh bal tikkun akil lechatam yodam. With that, he came to his tikkun as if he never sinned.
Good.
What
was
that?
I just check it for metal, you know.
There's something about you we don't know. We've been calling you Kohen. There's a when I was in Brazil, there was a Baal Tshuva there. He used to sit in the Beis Medrash day and night. He would never leave the Beis Medrash. He would sit there and learn. He was a multi-millionaire.
Well, okay, yeah. Would you still tap into him?
He would sleep in the Beis Medrash. He would never leave the Beis Medrash. His beard was, you know, became like, you know, all tied together. A guy from Bolivia who became Baal Tshuva, and like, so he told this, Baal Tshuva told me that he was married to a shiksa, and you know, when he did tshuva, he wanted to, you know, he tried to bring her along, and you know, she would convert, and she had no interest whatsoever. He had children with her, and you know, it was hampering his tshuva because he had given birth to through this forbidden relation. He told me that he was, that his wife and children were on a, were on one of those jetliners that crashed and they were all killed. I'm just telling you what happened. What he told
remarry?
Me happened.
What? Did he remarry?
No, he's sitting there. In the,
The man has issues.
What?
He must have come. Okay. Well, Pizem of Urma Shamul Chazal.
I wonder if he felt guilty about it.
Didn't look like it.
From this story, it says that all his mamzerim got zapped in the story I just told. And I wonder if a person in such a situation would feel, because of me, they didn't do anything, because of me, these things happened. His tshuva, I don't mean the man in the story, but his tshuva resulted in the mamzerim dying and the people who love the mamzerim losing their loved ones. And,
the question is, in the big picture, we're looking at it in a very narrow view. Okay. In the big picture, is it better for the mamzerim to be here or not to be here?
Well, ask them. How do they feel?
It has nothing to do with them. That's a very narrow view. What is better for the neshama of these mamzerim? What?
Certainly not one to know.
I would imagine that it's torture for the neshama to be here.
Imagine it's torture for them also.
To get back to their tikkun, I would imagine it would be the right thing.
I mean, they can't marry, they.
Yeah, that's physical torture. I'm just talking about spiritual torture. What?
Had his big brother. He said they can't marry. It's not.
Well, they have one. Yeah, I guess they. Very difficult.
Marry, they do.
If they have
one. Well, why do you laugh? Right. Certainly posting around and talking about how to do that.
Yeah, there's so many things we can't.
That's true.
You know, in a quarter of motion, we just pass them all away anyway.
Is this what?
Asking them all the way, all of them there today.
What does that mean? No, we're talking about real ones.
Yeah, no. Here we are.
Yeah.
Do people own gas stations fall in this category?
What?
People own gas stations that charge you $5 a gallon of gas.
Y'all be there. Never. You want them to be zapped by lightning?
I don't know.
I'll be zapped before. Masha'am rechazal. Kom shav shav skil chosam. According to this, it's understood what Chazal say. Kom shav shav skil chosam. Somebody who observes Shabbos according to the halacha. Even if he's an idol worshiper, like the generation of Enosh, he's forgiven. Meaning, even the avera of the zora, which includes kfira, shenemar aleim kol ba'eha lo yishuvin, which upon that it is said, all those who go there do not return. Will never achieve the ways of life. Nevertheless, they are forgiven. Why? Kishavos he miftachei tshuva iloa. Shabbos is one of the openings to tshuva iloa. Sheikhan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Hashem has prepared. Shal yida Shal yada va yidach mena nidach. That through Shabbos, no neshama, no yiddish and neshama will be pushed away. Which is through tshuva out of love, of a tzibur or communal tshuva. Ki Shabbos kodesh yivachinus ahava v'dvekis yivoyis. Because Shabbos is a concept of love and an upper connection. As the pasuk says, "Beinu beimene Yisrael yisid yoylam." The pasuk says that Shabbos is a sign between me and Bnei Yisrael forever. This is the concept of over all the sins. This love covers up for all the sins.
Saying even if it's something that's married out of a chavero, that's kind of not fixable.
So even if the person does whatever is in his ability to do it, the Chavis Lavava says that Hashem will place into the heart of the person who he defended that they should be Michael. Right. Only the person has to do their share.